Kum learn the block tomorrow. Ein Amr Aleph, the Mishnah. When did he become chayiv? He has to steal money from his parents. What do you do with the money? He has to go ahead and eat a tatimah of meat. How much is a tatimah? The Gemara will explain in a minute. He has to drink a half a leg of an Italian wine. Machlek is a shayim if it has to be dafke Italian wine, as Rashi says, it's very good quality, or any wine, just to give him an idea. And the idea, we want something that we know he'll continue doing it because it makes him, it's a chashva thing and he'll want to continue doing it. Rabbi Yehi says, no, double that. Mana basar, it has to be a full mana of meat and a leg yain, a full leg of wine. We'll see you tomorrow. It says, but if he ate as part of a mitzvah, sudas mitzvah, and he ate this thing, even though he stole from the money from his father and he bought it, and or any other mitzvah, or they were getting together, assembling to mi'abe the chaydish when they made a sudas mitzvah there as well, or ochal maisa sheni b'shalayim, he ate maisa sheni b'shalayim. So even though he stole from his father, he's potter. Ochal nevelus v'treifus kotzin mosi, anything which are not kosher. So it's not a question of any Nishma Mekalei. He's not even listening to the Abish as well. Ochal davar shu mitzvah, he ate something of mitzvah vid davar shu aveda, or something which is aveda. Ochal kol maichel v'le ochal basar, he ate a lot of other foods, but not meat. Shasa kol mashke v'le shasa yayin, he drank other liquids, but not wine. Einen nasa ben seir meira. He does not become a zemayin al sheyechal basar shu yayin, until he eats meat and drinks wine. Shenema, it says in Pasik, it says in the Pasik, Zoy leil viz soyvei, he's a glutton and he drinks a lot. Let's do both. V'afa pishayin rayi l'dover zeichal dover. We don't have no necessarily proof, because maybe it's other food, not just meat. We have a zeichal to it. Why? Shenema, it says, al tehi, don't be kesevei yayin, those who drink wine, or bezei le basar lamay, or eat a lot of meat. So therefore, we're assuming over here, zoy leil osar refers to meat. Since it comes to wine, he doubles the portion. So we'll assume he also doubled by meat. How much is tatimah? Chatzim on a half of a mana. If he pays full price, he's not going to be able to sustain it. So therefore, we're not worried it'll be a ben seir meira. He has to buy good quality meat at a cheap price. And therefore, he's able to steal money from his parents and purchase it all the time. And buy good quality wine for cheap. He shall drink it. Zoyl is also the word zol, which means cheap. Cheap in price, not cheap in quality. He has to eat raw meat, v'yishte yayin chai, undiluted wine. Tell you what, it can't be, ain't it's not so, but if he ate raw meat, which is not tasty, or yayin chai, he ate undiluted wine, which is not very good, ain't a nasa ben seder meida. It depends. Yayin chai means mazig v'loy mazig. It's partially diluted, so it's still drinkable. But he doesn't have the patience, because if he has to be fully diluted, he since he's a ganav, if he can't do this every day, so we're not worried it'll be sustained. But if it's sort of partially diluted, that he could do every day. So the taste looks pretty good, and he can do it very quickly. And the same thing is basal chaim, he's basal v'loy basal, partially cooked. Basal kibbe the ochli ganvir, like a barbecue, they grill it on the coal, so it's pretty quick. So the inside is a bit raw, the outside is well done, and this way he can do it quickly, and it tastes good. If he drank wine straight from the vat, because salted meat is no longer tasty, and if he drinks from the vat, it's not very good. So as we learned, Erev Tishba, what are you talking about? Erev Tishba, you should not eat too cooked food. Don't eat meat, don't drink wine. The Tana, we learned, you could eat salted meat, because salted meat is tasteless. So what are you telling me that he should not eat? That if he eats salted meat, or he drinks, if he eats salted meat, if he ate salted meat, and what's that? We're not finishing our question yet. So we learned by Tisha B'Av that salted meat is not considered anything, and neither is, wine straight out of it, didn't have a chance to ferment. What's considered salted meat? The first 2 days in the night, it's not considered salted meat yet. But if it's preserved for longer than 2 days, 1 night, then becomes, in other words, even though it's salted, if it's only the first 2 days in the night, it's still considered good meat. It didn't lose yet its taste. After 2 days in the night, then it becomes the preserved meat and it's tasteless. And so what do you tell me that any salted meat is not, it does not become a seir meira? It says clearly that salted meat is still considered good meat for at least 2 days and a night. As long as it's fermenting, it's still considered good wine. The Gemara of Atanya, before we get to that, we learned a yayin toises ain't by mishum gila. We learned, and fermenting wine is not considered drinkable, and therefore there's no issur of leaving it open for the snakes to drink. The kamat sisasha shloya after 3 days. So how do we treat salted? You're saying salted meat is not considered meat for ben seyin meida, and wine from the vat. What's considered wine from the vat? They didn't ferment it. Second one is very simple. Over there, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, the whole idea is anything brings you joy. If it's like a shlamim, it's also simcha. It brings you simcha. So the first 2 days, even though it's not that good, but it's a little bit good, it's enough to make you simcha. Here we're worried about sustainability and worried about that this will be addictive. But meat, this quality is not something that's addictive because it's not that good. And the yayin ad mem yayim, and wine up to 40 days. Up to 40 days. If it's not fermenting, the first 40 days coming out of the barrel is not wine that is going to draw you, that you're going to be addicted to this wine. It needs to ferment for at least 40 days. No, wine is created in the world. Wine was not created in the world only to menachem avol. Wine was not created in this world only to Menachem Avil or L'shalom's Chal L'shoim, or to actually reward L'shoim. That they shouldn't have to get a chedek in Olam Haba, they get the reward here. Shenema says, Trusheicha L'Oivet, give your old wine to an Oivet, to a loser, V'yayin L'mori Nefesh, and wine, give to Mori Nefesh, those who are very depressed and of Avelim. Amis Chamasim says, Pasek, I'll take the yayin, don't look at wine. Ki yis yad, because it's red. I'll take the yayin, shemadim p'neim shel Rishayim. Don't drink wine which makes red, reddens the face of Rishayim. Olam has in this world, they drink a lot and they get very happy. But malbim p'neim haba, when it comes to Olam Haba, they all get white. Why? Because they realize that they ate up their entire schar in this world by being inebriated. Rova, but I'll tell the yayin, don't look at wine, ki yis adam, because it's red. I'll tell the yayin, don't look at wine, shacharise dam, because at the end it'll kill you, because ben sorry, money gets killed because of the wine. And I've kind of run me, I've kind of question. It says in one pasik, tirosh. In one pasik, it says, the young dog on the tirosh. And it says, it's actually written tirosh, we read it tirosh. Zocha, if you're zeicha nasa rosh, it actually helps you think clearer and everything else. Loi zocha nasa rosh, and it impoverishes you because you come as an alcoholic, and it consumes all your money. Ksivit says in the pasuk yishamach with a shin v'karina, but we read it yisamach, which is simcha. Zocha mesamcha, loi zocha mishamemu. If you're not zeicha, it makes chaos. Behind them, of a chamra v'reich nepichin, that wine and smell good smelling psami makes you smart. It says a bosik, lemi oi, who is it woeful? Lemi ovi, who is it hateful? Lemi medanim, who they argue with? Lemi shiach, who we talk to? My pain. Lemi petzayim, who gave me all these wounds? Chena for nothing. Lemi chachlis and I made my eyes so red. Lemi achim alayayin. Those people who delay on the wine and leboyim lachka mimasach. Those people who actually go and look for wine all the time. This is very pasik. Man de dorish le mereshul the sefer from beginning to the end. That means all the tzaddas you have come from wine. And man de dorish. We're on the daf ayin omer aleph. It is also good because if somebody has sodas needs wine because they're an oval. Dodash Ivugulal Yugimov Vovin, he dashed the 13 Vovin Nemru Bayan Bayak by Noyach when he produced the wine through the vineyard. He had, it says 13 Vovin in that Pasik. Vayochal Noyach Isho Adom. He started by Yitakel, he planted a vineyard, by Yeshua, I drank for the wine, by Yishkin, he was drunk, by Yizga, but Techola, he rolled in his tent. When a few lines will be in the bottom of the page, Harry, I can show you what we're up to. The Yarchom Avi Kananis Ervas Ora, it's a Chom, the father Kanan saw. Ervas Ovi, we saw his father's Erva, by Yagilish, and told his two brothers what he saw, Bechutz. By Yikach Shem, the Yefes, Esa Simla, so Shem, the Yefes took the clothes, by dress, by Yasimu, Al Shech, put on the back, Shnei, and both of them, by Yelchu, Acharoni, they didn't want to see the father exposed, naked, Noyach. So he walked in in backwards. Vayechasus erves avim, they covered over the erva of their father. Upneim, and they didn't see it, facing other ways. Vayikas noach, when noach woke up, vayedas arshalo he blew a cut, and he found out what his son Chum did to him, and what did he do to him? Is a machleik is Rav Shmuel chadra masar, so he castrated him. Why? Because he didn't want his father to have any more children. You remember what happened with Adam. And the chadra maravai, that he actually had relations with him. Mandama sarsa, he castrated, he didn't want to have a fourth child. Mitoch she killed Kulbidavi, he stopped him from having a fourth child. Kidlebidavi, so he cursed his fourth child, which is Canaan. Well, Mandama ravi, they had a relationship. Gomar, he learned that. Vayar, vayar. Ksiv hachir, it says, vayar, cham, avi, Canaan. He saw as arvas aviv. Ksiv hachir, says, by dinna, vayar, oisashchem, and chamor, and there they had relations.
So Moses, how did they know he was naked to walk in backwards?
Chum, because Chum told him.
And second of all, if he castrated him, he would be in so much pain, he wouldn't wake up and see what
he
happened.
He gave him some kind of an antidote. Or he put him, you know, some anesthetic. Or whatever, I don't know if they had anesthetic. The first child, fourth child, because you stopped you having a fourth child. Elamando and Ravi had marriage relations. Maishna Ravi, why Dafka Canaan got cursed? Nil Tayyib had to curse him out directly. Hava Hahavi cursed them both out. He cursed out Chum and he cursed out his fourth child. Vayichal Nayach Isha Adam, Vayit Academy planted a vineyard. Omer Chizam Rabukav Amram Mukam Razakam, Nayach, Hashem's Nayach, Nayach. Loi hoyelach lelam, it's all your fault from Adam and Ishan. Why in the world the first thing you did, you got off the boat, was make yourself a vineyard and get drunk? You should have learned from Noach that that's not how you should do it. Shalai godem lo eliyan, you know what caused Noach to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Wine. How do I know that? Because Commander Omar, Oise Elon, Shaachem, Adam and Ishan, Gefner, you know what the tree was? It was a vineyard. And he couldn't stop and contain himself because he wanted to say l'chaim. And that's what caused all the problems in the world. So why did you learn from Noach and from Adam, and why in the world did you make yourself a vineyard? Okay, I'll tell you when we're up to here. Just put your finger on the top. I'll tell you what we're doing in 1 minute. The Tanya may remember. I see on that tree, Shachol Rishon Menu Geffen's vineyard. Now this is what we're up to. Top of the page. She'ein lach dava. There isn't anything. She may be yulala ladum. There's nothing else that brings grievances to a person elayin as much as wine does. Rabbi Yehuda Mechita, he was actually wheat, and even though it's called a tree, he was wheat. She'ein hatinug yodea likra abba, a person doesn't become smart. A kid does not become intelligent to call ta. Ubi'imu ama, achi yitem tam dogon, until he eats, is able to eat bread. That means his brain is starting to develop. So therefore, Adam became etzadas, and became smart, because he ate from wheat. Rabbi Nechemia Meteina was a fig. How do I know it's a fig? She'be dover she'kilkulu boinis nisaknu. Because what happened afterwards, he got leaves from a fig and that covered him. So the Eibishter has this habit, as Rashi learns, that the very thing that he uses to cause you trouble is the thing that's going to save you. He used fire to burn your shalayim, and he'll use fire to make walls around you to shalayim in the future. That's how Rashi learns. Tesla doesn't learn that way, he learns differently. Shneimer says, Vayitru Allah Te'ena. That what? They use themselves, the Alei Te'ena, they use the leaves of a fig. Then it says, passing weiter, it says regarding Shlomo Melech, Divre, Lemuel, Melech, Masa, the words to Muel, the king, to Shlomo Melech, that he dedicated his wisdom to Hashem. Lemuel is referring to Eibishter. Melech is Masa, this is Lemelech. To the king, Masa, Ashe, Yisrachu, Imai, that this is what his mother reprimanded Shleim HaMelech. Omer Rabbi Yechim Shem Yechim Melamed Shekafasa Ima La Omud. It comes to teach you that that a mother ties Shleim HaMelech down to an Omud, to a box, a table,
a post,
and he tied him down to give him Malkus. Why? What did she see in Shleim's behavior that caused her to want to discipline him? She said to Shleim the following pasuk: Ma bri, what is my son doing? Ma bar bitni, what is the product of my stomach? Ma bar nedore, the product of my neder. What are you doing? How are you behaving? You're becoming so indulgent and self-obsessed. Ma bri hakol yoyim, everyone knows Shavichi Yerushmayim, your father of Melech is Yerushmayim. Ach Shav Yoyim. So what are people going to say? How is that Shleim Melech is such a pustakeli? They'll say, Imo Gormel, can be David. David's a tzaddik. It must be his mother. You're going to cast aspersions on me. Uma bar bitni, and you're the son of my stomach. Kol ha-noshim shal beis avicha, all the women of your father's house, kiv mishim mis abris, once they get pregnant, shuv einu rei pre melech, they never see their father again, but I went out of my way. Those have no longer any more relations. Vani dochakti v'nechnasti, I went into your father in the bedroom a number of times, even though I felt pregnant, kidei Shaheli Ben Mizuriz Umulubin. I want to have a very healthy child, an angelic child, and it's supposed to be, as we had in the Gemara, that if you have Tashmish during while you're pregnancy, it helps the child out. Uma bar nidri, what do you mean the son of my nedir? Kol noshim shabes avicha, all the children of the, all the other women that you're married to your father, how you know this may nedir. They said, oh, I wish Yeheli ben Hogel Malchus. I want to have a son that's fit to be a king. And you know what I said? You know what my prayer was? Vanina Dati, my prayers was when I had a son to David Melech, Vamarti Yeheli ben Zoriz. I want a son full of energy. Umemula betayda. I want to be Talmud Chacham. I don't want to be a king, I want to be a Talmud Chacham. And Vahogel and Levius. And he should deserve to be a prophet. I don't have illusions of grandeur. I want you to be a tzaddik. That's what I prayed for. And look at you behaving. They're all going to poke fun at me. That's what she said. That's a Yiddish mama talking. That's right. That's how it should be. Says the pasuk, "Kel alamalachim lamuel alamalachim shtu yain." Don't drink wine. V'leroiznim eishecher, and to the people of the secrets, don't drink old wine. What's going on here? Pshat like this. She said to him, Maloch ate some loch. This is what she's reprimanding Shlomo Melech. What are you doing with all these goyish kings? What do they do all day? They drink wine. Umish, takim, the shikir. They say, Lama, lanu, kale. They say, what do we need the apisha for? Ulara reznim, e shechar. And to reznim, there's no reason to have old wine. Misha, kol, razi, oil, and gula. Shlomo, you're so smart. All the secrets of the world are revealed to you. Reznim. Yishte, yail, drink wine, mish, takim, drunk. Doesn't make sense. You, Shlomo Melech, Reznim is not referring to Shlomo, it's referring to all the other kings, but you, Shlomo, are such a wise man. All the wise people, all the people of the world, all the leaders of the world who carry so many secrets come to visit you. You should lose yourself and get drunk. How do we talk another Shlomo turn around to his mother? And was murdered. The Chassid says, I'm foolish than all people. I don't have the intelligence of a person. I'm foolish. Who's this ish? He made a big mistake. He made himself, and got drunk, as we know. And Cham then had that situation. Nor did I have the wisdom of Adam. He also faltered because, as we said before, the Eitz Hadas was out of grapes, and that's what he succumbed to. If he had a mitzvah, he is not considered a ben soida moida unless the people that he hangs around with, shekula srikin, the people he hangs around with are all empty vessels, are all pustakalis. Oh, you sure did. Now we're back to ben soida moida. Ben soida moida is a kid that we can scare, and not only steal a one-off thing, we'll continuously doing it. And how? Only if he has bad friends. If he has good friends, even if he has one good friend, 13 years old. If he had Shlomo Melech was only 7 when he became king. When he Ben Soira Moira, we're worried about that he'll continue behaving this way. So therefore, he needs to have only bad friends. If he has even one good friend, we're convinced that the one good friend will tell him off and bring him back to the right way. Because we know that's what a good friend does. So it has to be Kula Srikin or Pustakalis. So if there's even one good person there, we're saying that maybe he'll improve his ways. It won't be a Ben Soira Moira. Didn't we learn? We learned that if you ate the chaburas mitzvah, he does not become a ben soida moida. So it sounds from there, it says, "Na mishnah." If you ate in the mitzvah, you know, I mean, it means everywhere else you do, no matter who eats with you. Time in the mitzvah. Whole lav mitzvah had not been a sudas mitzvah. I forgot the kulasikin. Also the same thing. Says Gemara, no. Hakamashla and the mishnah come and teach you. I disagree with you. You're wrong. That even the Avagav the Kula Sikin, that when it comes to Sudas Mitzvah, even if everyone is a Pustakeli, Kivun de Mitzvah Ka'astik Leim Mimashach, that if it's a Mitzvah, the Sudas Mitzvah itself, then it doesn't mean that this will be consistent. You don't have Sudas Mitzvah all the time, and just because he was a glutton, that Sudas Mitzvah doesn't mean it'll be that way all the time. When do we need Kula Sikin when it's not a Sudas Mitzvah? So you tell me they had a party when they were ma'abed the chayid. Remember the bus of a yayin maska. They had a feast and they had wet bread, meat, and wine. So if he ate there, he's not considered a glutton. But time we learned ain oilin. You don't bring upstairs to that room where they convene. Ella be pas dog and be kishvad. Only a bread made out of wheat and legumes. It was a very sparse meal. Hakamashka teach you Afagav Deinoila El Pas Kitni. It's true. He only brought him this bread of wheat and legumes. And he decided to bring meat and wine. It's not even part of the mitzvah. But since he joined others who were eating Suz Mitzvah, because he joined the Suz Mitzvah, even though he brought his own food, stolen money that he bought, meat and wine, it's not something that is addictive. It's not something that we can say that tomorrow we'll do the same thing. We learned in Oilin be but a chaydish pachas of another. We should always have 10 people convene to have discussions. And when Oilin will be passed dog with kidneys to bring his past meal, only wheat, bread, and legumes. When Oilin will be buddhoi, and they would only go up and the 30th day, and the night of the 30th day, that's the day they're going to make the decide to make the chaydish chaydish and they'll make an extra day. It's only if it's only Oilin buddhoi. In other words, the night after the 30th, they decide, look, Rosh Chodesh didn't happen yet, we'll make it tomorrow, so that means it's declared. And it's at night. We answer like this. They talk, he used to consult and discuss at night, but they always went up by day so people should see, oh, they're going up the night of the 31st, which means that tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. So, I want you to go a little bit earlier during the day so everybody can see you. I want you to stay up all night, and when you leave in the morning, don't leave in the middle of the, when it's still dark. I want you to leave a little bit later when it's still daylight. People will see what you did, so word will get out very quickly that Rosh Chodesh was the second day of Chodesh. Oh, you stole money from Maizah Sheni and you bought meat and wine. Not that you actually ate the Maizah Sheni, because Maizah Sheni is not meat and wine, Sheni is not tefuah. In order to become a Ben Sarah Murray, you have to eat meat and drink wine. So you stole the money from Maizah Sheni, you bought meat and wine. Yeah. Okay, so the whole din of a Ben Sarah Murray is only if you steal money. If you steal meat and wine, it's not something that every single day you have in the house, meat and wine, so it's not something we're going to assume you'll become a Ben Sarah Murray. It has to be you stole money. And I mentioned as well, you stole money. Since he's eating it as a mitzvah, because what are you meant to do with Maizah Sheni money? He's supposed to buy meat and drink wine in Yerushalayim. So therefore, he did like a mitzvah. So therefore, it's not considered, Ben Seder Moide. If he ate chicken, ain't a nasa Ben Seder Moide. You don't become even kosher chicken, not just treif, kosher chicken. Why? Because we don't believe that chicken is addictive. Meat is something that you have barbecues, you go every night. Chicken is not very addictive.
In the beginning, it wasn't considered meat anyway.
Yeah, you're talking about as far as meat and milk is concerned, yeah. So it's not as chashev as a stick of flesh. But we learned in our Mishnah that the only thing is not considered addictive is ochal nevelis, a treif, a shkotzer, something which a treif. Is in an asa ben seidim moide. Is mashma hotayin, but if it be kosher, even things which are not meat, even just shkotzim and a mosim, or let alone fowl, nasa ben seidim moide. Don't become seidim moide. So Gemara says, kitin ana masnisin lahashlim. No, chicken is not addictive. Amish is talking about you ate 95% of the allotment we said, which is a half of a mana you ate of proper meat. But to get it over the line, to eat a tatimur of basar, you ate shkotzer and basar. So the Mishnah is not included. But if you only ate fowl, poultry, it's not addictive and nothing's going to happen. You're not a ben seder moider. Says him, what's a dover mitzvah and a dover aveda? Dvar mitzvah is tanchumi aveilim. That you ate, is to eat by Benichim Avelim, which is only a Tekan Zachamim, but you ate there. We already had proper mitzvahs. This is only like, Sudas have raw, it's only like, get together and give him, make him feel good. So only the Rabbanan. Or Dvar Aveda is Taina Tzibur. Or it's only a Taina Tzibur, the Rabbanan, the fasting for rain or something, and you ate then. You're not a Ben Sermer. Taima Mai, why Taka by Navera and Jibes Sermer? Omakro, Einenu Shemeh, Bekeleinu. Because Leinu, the only avera that he did was he wasn't listening to his parents. Not a question of not listening to the Eibishter. Hey, but if it's a treif and it's not listening to the Eibishter, there's no Ben Sermer there. You drank anything, and he ate any other food but meat, he drank anything else but wine. So it comes to include the Vela Ke'ilis, the dried figs from Ke'ilis, which is yummy and everything else. But nevertheless, it's not a Ben Sermer there. Lastly, even including Vashra Chal of honey and milk, which also has intoxicating effects. Nevertheless, it's not the same thing. The Tanya we learned, Ochal Devela Kilis, even though it's intoxicating, or Shasa Devashra Chal of he ate honey and milk. In other words, intoxicating. You no longer have a sane mind. But nevertheless, Ein loy nasa ben seder meida. You don't become a ben seder meida. Ad she yechol basav ish teyayin, until you eat meat and you drink wine. Because there's a kasav, that's what a zayil and a seiver is. Tanabon, we learned, ochal kol meichel, you ate any food, v'loy ochal basav, but not meat. Shasa kol mashke, you drank any drink, v'loy shasa yayin, not drink wine. Ein loy nasa ben seder meida. You don't become a seder meida. Ad she yechol basav ish teyayin. You need to eat meat and drink wine. Shenema, because it says a pasik, the zayil v'seiver. He uses the expression, he's a zayil, he's a glutton, v'seiver, and he drinks a lot. Zayil, v'afapi, even though she ain't rai l'dover, so who said it has to be dafka wine? Who said dafka meat? Zeche l'dover, we have another pasuk, shenemar, where it says in that pasuk, where the Navi reprimands Eden, and he tells them, al tihi, don't be k'seiver, those who drink, inebriate, on yain, on wine. So we see from another place, the word seiver is associated with wine. Or, b'zayil basalamai, or those who drink a lot of meat. You know what I mean? Amen says, k'seiver v'zayil, somebody, Shai continues, somebody's a saver in a zoilil, yivarish will become poor, because you spend all this money on food and on wine, eventually you become poor. Ukrayim talbish numa, you would wear tattered clothes, because you're always eating and you're spending all your money on grog and on this meat, so therefore you won't have. Kol hayoshan rebeis hamedrish. He uses that pasuk to learn from here that whoever sleeps in the middle of a shir, in a koil, especially in the middle of daf yemi shir, Teirosei nasa lekroim kroim. This is right here. Teirosei nasa lekroim kroim. His whole learning will become a patch quilt. He wakes up for 5 minutes, learns something, he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up another 5 minutes. You try to find a segue from one piece of gemara to another. There is no segue.
What you
said? Exactly. Shenemar says, "Ukroim talbish numa." Numa is also a guy who dremels, a guy who dozes off. That somebody who dozes off in a learning, his whole learning is a bunch of patches. A vort here, a vort there. He has no idea what the link is between one vort and the next vort. Okay, that finishes today's gemara. We'll to tomorrow's gemara.
Are you talking to her?